with the regional outlook, certainly if it's the municipality of Port Hope, the hamlet of Wesleyville, but for the larger, I guess what I would describe kind of the Durham, Bay of Quinte, Kawartha area, this sounds like it's beyond what Canada's done before, isn't it? Or at least what it's being proposed?
Absolutely. I mean, Canada has such incredible strength and it's derived from its people. We have world-class can-do technology. We're one of the few nations on planet Earth that has its own domestic nuclear technology. And this commitment to new nuclear in Wesleyville, today's announcement of the MOU signing with the municipality of Port Hope is another important milestone on the path to over 1,700 jobs locally, hundreds of billions in economic output. It's a real game changer for the region.
I can't imagine that anyone could pinpoint a day, a week, a month, or even the year that a ribbon could get cut on this. But if everything goes to the province's projections, what is the hope for when this would open? Would it be the mid-2030s, or what are we looking at?
Yes, I think that's correct. I can't presuppose sort of the outcome of important milestones like the environmental assessment process. But for those that want to see action, I think already immediately you're seeing an improvement of capacity within the municipality of Port Hope. We've already invested into improved water and wastewater infrastructure. Province has committed $4.5 million upfront as a part of this MOU process to assist in capacity building here. And then over the coming years, we're going to see support for this area in terms of infrastructure, from transmission line upgrades to road upgrades. And it's going to be important. So we're going to see a lot of job creation. But for opening, it would be into the 2030s.
Would we be exporting some of this energy, or is this for energy dependence for our nation with AI factories and the autonomous vehicles and stuff that are coming online?
Yeah, that's a great question. So first off, we had the Independent Electricity Systems Operator, or IESO, estimate an increased need of over 75% for energy in the province of Ontario. And we know that the only path to a clean future and reliable baseload power is nuclear. As the world looks to Canada, this will be the world's eyes will be on Canada for this construction, and many countries are seeking this technology and seeking our expertise as the need grows with electrification and just increased consumer demand. So this is a game changer, an opportunity for us to be an economic powerhouse, a superpower, and yes, an exporter. We saw recently an MOU signing with New York State. The governor down there and the premier signed an MOU. We know recently during that storm that we just had, it was upwards, if I'm not mistaken, of upwards of 20%+ of their power came from our province. So this is a remarkable opportunity for us to do exactly what we do best, which is this, and we don't need to look beyond our borders. We've got it all right here.